Prioritize innovation for business success. Many businesses aim to become innovative billion-dollar unicorns, but often end up as stagnant zombies. These companies cling to outdated methods and struggle to grow. Innovation is crucial for success, but many fear the disruptive changes it brings. To promote innovation, follow the Turn It On strategy framework. Ensure your idea development processes match your company's capabilities, resources, leadership, and culture. Stay ahead of industry trends to anticipate their effects and adapt your strategies accordingly. Base your innovations on consumer insights to create products and services that meet their needs. Achieve the innovation alignment. Many companies struggle to align their innovation and business strategies. To overcome this challenge, create financial dependency by linking innovation to sales targets. Motivate teams by offering bonuses tied to meeting these targets. Allow for experimentation in three areas: product, market, and organization. For example, enhance your organization's efficiency, extend its reach into new markets, and experiment with new systems to support future change. Find the right balance in investing resources. Allocate 10% to exploring new markets and technologies, 20% to extending your business into adjacent markets and new technologies, and 70% to enhancing your core operations. Don't shy away from risks without considering the rewards. While only 15% of new product launches are market disruptors, they account for over 60% of revenue. Balance risk and reward to drive innovation and growth. Derive actionable insights from data. To extract useful insights from data, encourage your teams to reflect on industry changes and how your business can respond. Allocate 10% of your time to long-term planning and discuss the sustainability of your future-focused strategy. Be wary of complacency, bias, and ignorance, hindering your future-oriented approach. Accept realism by avoiding spin, buzzwords, and denial of existing problems. Transform data into actionable insights to anticipate future trends. Use data to project the progression of current trends and technologies. Embrace narrative-driven innovation by envisioning future scenarios and identifying consumer needs that are not yet apparent. Consider training team members in creative thinking to drive innovation. Begin your strategy by envisioning your company's ideal future. Set financial metrics and allocate resources accordingly. Map out how to enhance customer experiences. Create a team dedicated to moving ideas from exploration to implementation. Clearly define funding and ownership for innovation projects and establish accountability for meeting innovation targets. Develop an innovation process centered on customer progress. Innovative companies prioritize understanding customer progress over product development. They follow a clear innovation process that focuses on customer needs. 1. Discover opportunities. Identify customer problems by asking innovative questions and gaining insights into consumer behavior. 2. Find solutions. Generate ideas and evaluate them, testing assumptions through experimentation and scaling successful experiments. 3. Identify viable business models. Use experiment results to determine the best solution and market fit. Instead of prioritizing products, focus on customer progress, the context in which customers exist, their future aspirations, and the barriers they face. Identify specific customer goals and metrics to map and improve their journey. For example, IKEA discovered that customers feel at home when they experience a sense of belonging, security, comfort, privacy, and ownership. This insight helped IKEA better serve its customers. Differentiate between customer progress and customer insights. Often, insights are manipulated to fit internal agendas or complex processes, leading to the development of unwanted products. By prioritizing customer progress over specific products, you can explore a wider range of solutions and find the best one. Drive innovation with catalytic questions. Innovative companies drive change by asking bold questions and challenging the status quo. Research indicates that between 60 and 90% of new products fail, often due to incorrect product launches, flawed processes, or developing the wrong product. Innovation expert Alberto Savoia highlights these as key reasons for failure. To ensure you're working on the right idea and staying on track, create a project chart aligned with your strategy. This document serves as a roadmap, guiding your project toward your company's strategic goals and helping secure investment for your strategy. The key questions for your project charter. Why is it crucial to create this product now rather than later? What are the underlying causes contributing to the current problem? Whose insights and input should we seek to ensure project success? By asking these questions and aligning your project with your strategy, you can increase the likelihood of innovation success. The most successful products are those that satisfy both emotional and functional needs. To guide your team, identify a marker that unites these needs. Ask a simple question like, "Is it remarkable?" This question triggers your intuitive sense of how a product will make people feel, both emotionally and functionally. Boost idea meetings with catalytic questions. To make idea meetings more productive, use catalytic questions that spark focused bursts of creativity. Define your desired outcome and any specific progress metrics you're aiming for. For example, ask, "How could customers check out 50% faster?" Challenge assumptions by designing exploratory questions that envision alternate future scenarios, such as, "How could robots consume music?" By asking these strategic questions, you can enhance product development and drive innovative solutions. Validate disruptive ideas through experiments. To make disruptive ideas more viable, run experiments to test your assumptions. Use quick, affordable tests to gather data that informs your decision-making and activates disruptive ideas. Following are the steps to conduct experiments. 1. Create assumptions. Underlyingly describe the belief you want to test, such as, "We believe that." 2. Plan your experiment. Underlying ideas within your team on how to test your assumption on a small scale. Ensure the tests are quick and affordable and provide valuable learning opportunities. Consider platforms like Kickstarter for inspiration, which validate market demand before products are fully developed. 3. Perform your experiment. Undergo the design process without interference to obtain the desired results. 4. Examine the outcomes under consider involving external reviewers to analyze your data objectively. Let the data guide your decision-making and note any unexpected influences on your results. 5. Make a wise choice. Based on the experiment results, decide if your assumptions are validated, invalidated, or inconclusive. Master storytelling and pitching for success. To effectively sell your disruptive idea, focus on refining your storytelling and pitching skills. Often, executives reject new ideas due to a lack of understanding of their value or uncertainty in evaluating them. Train your team to comprehend your company's financials and the flow of money within the organization. Teach them to articulate ideas and requests through pitch decks. Include details like the opportunity scale, competitive analysis, and financial projections. Ensure they can analyze and explain early-stage metrics, such as signups on a landing page. Enhance your storytelling and communication skills to better sell your idea. Maintain passion while remaining rational and objective. Drop ideas that lack support from data or financial projections. For customer-facing ideas, focus on creating and distributing value to customers. Design a business model that includes entry barriers for competitors, like exclusive licensing of technological assets. Balance risk and results in company culture. To stimulate innovation, your company culture should support both risk-taking and the ability to achieve repeatable results with certainty. While core operations need to deliver stable sales results, don't overlook the importance of your explore zone. The innovative sphere should have distinct metrics from your core operations. Reward individuals for their creative ambition and the quality and speed of their learning. Recognize efforts in assessing whether ideas are feasible, viable, and desirable. For example, Google acknowledges that many ideas in their Explore Zone won't pan out. Therefore, they reward employees for discovering and evaluating new ideas, prioritizing innovation over immediate sales results. Encourage a culture where both the performance space and rehearsal space are valued. The performance space focuses on excellence and certainty, while the rehearsal space supports riskier creative exploration. Follow the example of Spotify, which empowers teams to choose the creative environment they need to achieve desired outcomes, including resources and work methods. Create a supportive environment where individuals feel comfortable taking risks. Build a sense of connection among team members and with the company's purpose. Recognize that financial success depends on both customer satisfaction and employee engagement. Reward employees for identifying and resolving obstacles that hinder team performance, such as inefficient processes, as you would for achieving growth targets. Personal growth for leaders. Strive for personal growth as a leader. Recognize how your actions and words impact others. Imagine yourself as a product and work on enhancing your user experience for your team. This self-improvement journey is essential for creating a safe environment where team members feel comfortable expressing their creativity and ideas. Key points. 1. Prioritize innovation to avoid business failure. 2. Extract insights from data for actionable strategies. 3. Develop an innovation process focusing on customer progress. 4. Drive innovation by questioning the status quo. 5. Validate ideas through experiments. 6. Enhance storytelling and pitching for idea selling. 7. Build a culture that balances risk and results while encouraging personal growth.